Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event.
Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio. This is Gwinnett Business Radio. I am Mike Salmon alongside Stephen Julian. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Good. How are things going in your world?
Well, I'm excited to be at the show.
Yes. This is your way to get away from real life for a while.
Well, just there are times when just things pile up and that's happening, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, we got three fun guests today. I think you're going to enjoy today's show.
I know I'm going to enjoy today's show.
I love the confidence.
That's right.
I hope our guests are as confident as we are today.
They will be more confident. And that is what makes Gwinnett Business Radio an award-winning show.
That's right. We are award-winning. We've got the hardware somewhere to prove it. There you go. All right. Our guest today on the show, Patricia Harris from True Hearts Travel Dream Vacations, Tiffany Hale Carter from the aptly named Tiffany Hale Carter Design Firm, LLC, and Jessica Mills from Kuhn Hair Cosmetics. Hope I got that right.
No, it's Kuhn.
Yeah, I was close enough.
We'll clarify that.
It's what I said.
All of our listeners can listen in, and we'll clarify that later.
Yeah, you have to stay around for that part of the show now.
That's a tease.
Patricia Harris is the vacation specialist with True Hearts Travel and Dream Vacations. Good morning, Patricia.
Good morning.
Well, tell us all about your company. What do you do?
What do I do? I sell fun. And I create memories that will last a lifetime. And like Mike said, I'm Patricia Harris with True Hearts Travel. And I've been planning vacation escapes for the past 5 years. And I am your best resource for your next vacation because I can save you time and money. And everyone likes to do that. I've partnered with Dream Vacations, and Dream Vacations is one of the largest retailers of cruises in North America. And with Dream Vacations and that buying power, I can pass those savings on to you.
Well, Mike has already delivered on one of his promises. He told me that this show would be fun. So having you come on and someone who sells fun is a great start to having a fun show. So Patricia, I think probably one of the first questions most people ask you is, okay, well, if you do cruises and work with Dream Vacations, that's great, but why wouldn't I just go online and find a deal?
Okay. So why wouldn't you go online? Because if you do a search on Mexican vacations, do you know how many results will come back?
I don't, but I think you're going to tell me.
Thousands.
Hundreds of thousands, probably.
And why would you want to weed through all of that reading and it's, you know, all the different reviews?
Right,
and
you,
by the time you've read a few of those, you're like, oh gosh, they all sound alike after a certain amount of time.
Right.
So that's why I'm here. I've been there and done that, and I can lead you to the right destination, give you all kind of tips and recommendations to help you, saving you stress in the planning of your vacation. You just leave everything to me and I am there. You know, they have app for that.
Yeah.
Then
you're the app for that.
Well, we like that. You save us stress. How can you save us money using True Hearts Travel? What are some examples of how we would save some money?
For example, Dream Vacation, again, being the largest retailer of cruises in North America, buys blocks of cabins on all of the ships, I mean, every cruise line they buy cabins for. So I had an example where the family was traveling to Alaska on Alaska vacation. And of course, they waited, you know, kind of waited to the last minute, which we really shouldn't do.
Really?
But
we'll talk more about that later.
But they did. So they called the cruise line and they were unable to get on that ship. I mean, the cruise line had no more inventory left. Zilch. So I, with the buying power of Dream Vacations, they had block rooms on that particular cruise, and they were very relieved to get on that ship with their family and join their family. So that's one of the examples. And also, there is a cruise that's sailing in January 6th of 18. And it's on the Celebrity Summit. It's going to, it's doing a Southern Caribbean. And if you were to go to Celebrity's website, it would cost you about $22.19 per person. And through Dream Vacations, it'll cost you $7.69 per person. Now, that is a huge difference. So that's just some of the examples that we have. I mean, we have, like I said, on all the cruise lines, and we buy in such bulk, and we buy 18 months in advance, so it gives you the better option. So when you're waiting to, so I don't know where this myth started of waiting to the last week, last minute,
yeah,
and thinking you're going to get some deals. Well, there are some deals on suites that are probably about $5,000 per person if you right. want one of those. So the earlier, the better.
Nice. So one very quick clarification, and we're talking with Patricia Harris, a vacation specialist with True Hearts Travel. You've been talking a lot about cruises, but is that the only type of travel that you can help people with?
That is not the only
okay,
type of travel.
That's why I ask.
I also do all-inclusives to Jamaica. Okay. I plan anniversaries, honeymoons, you name it. Where do right. you want to go? And we will get you there with
very good.
Less stress.
And less stress and less time consuming, right? Because you handle all that kind of stuff. So let me ask this other question. The people who are trying to do it themselves, is there one or two big mistakes that they're making or they're overlooking that working with a professional like you can help them avoid? I mean, I've heard horror stories of, you know, I bought this online and then I got there and it was totally different, or insurance, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, but what are some of the biggest mistakes that people who don't work with someone like you are might be prone to make?
So one of the biggest mistakes, I think, is that a vacation is an investment. So just like you invest in auto insurance for your car and you invest in homeowners insurance for your home, you should also think about protecting your vacation with travel protection. And I've seen it all too often where people plan vacations, they go abroad and they spend $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 and they don't protect the investment. And what happens? Someone in their family gets ill or they get ill and they can't make the trip. And it could happen maybe within 5 days of traveling and they lose their entire investment. And that could have been saved by purchasing travel protection. So that's one of the biggest things that I see. And it would just help you out in the long run.
I want to go back to the cruises just for a second, because first of all, I've already learned something, because I had always thought your best deals would be waiting to the last second for the cruises, because they don't want to leave port with empty cabins.
That is true. But the new ships and the new builds, it's more and more people that are traveling. So the cruise lines are selling the cabins so much sooner. So when they reach their threshold at the last minute, what they're doing is increasing the price, because they already have, they've already leveled out and they have the amount of people that they need to have a successful cruise.
I got you. So to piggyback on that, you mentioned that you guys buy block, the company buys block rooms 18 months in advance. So the earlier, the better, because I just came back from a cruise recently and they're already promoting me, sending out me promotions, asking me to book a cruise that's like 2 years down the line.
Yes.
So the prices are better the earlier you can get them.
Exactly.
Okay, because we were talking about that. I was wondering about that.
And you have better selection of the cabins. A lot of people like to be midship. Where do you want to be? Midship. They do a Google search, best price, midship. So those cabins are more pricier, and they tend to go the fastest. So you have someone that's coming up, you know, you're a month out or 2 months out, midship. Those are all gone.
I gotcha.
And another thing that goes is families that want four. if you want a room for four. Those are also first to go. So you, the last minute, those are gone. So you you end up having to get two cabins. They won't be next to each other.
You get the closet next to the boiler room,
exactly.
Basically. I gotcha. Yeah. I can't even read my notes here, but I want to ask you about this this one type of cruise here.
Okay, so now there are a lot of, you know,
okay, you're laughing at me.
I can't read my notes, but this one type of cruise here, that is such great insight and such, but you did it, but
well,
thankfully.
Here's the truth. Patricia changed my notes and I can't read her writing. Okay. All right. Well, I didn't want to throw her under the bus.
Well, I'm not going to throw her under the bus because I was going to say Patricia is such a professional and so good. She knew what you were going to ask. So
yeah, I was like, right here, Patricia, whatever you wrote here, this is what I want to know about this.
But before I get into that, I'm going to go over a few more things as to why, you know, you don't book with the online guys.
Yeah, please.
Okay. So one of the things is that you're on hold with the attorney general because the online agency charged your card three times instead of once.
That happens?
Yeah, that can happen. Or you book that, you're going on a beach vacation, you booked it online, and your view is in the parking lot, not the beach. And then online, you're going to have, each time you call, you're going to get a different person.
Right.
I am your person. You're going to get me all the time. I know what you want. I'm going to give you exactly what you have in mind. It will be no surprises. And last but not,
And a lot of your business is referrals, I'm sure,
too. A lot are referrals. And here's another big myth. You're going to pay for my services. Wrong. My services are paid for by the vendor. And so a lot of people think that they're getting a deal by, you know, not having to pay the travel agent, but I'm paid by the vendor. So it does not cost you.
Cutting out the middleman.
Anything. Yes. So going back to MSC. MSC is a cruise line that's new to North America. And MSC stands for Mediterranean Shipping Company. And they're one of the largest sellers of cruises over in Europe. Well, what they have decided to do is tap into the North American market. So they have ships that leave out of Miami. Their first ship was the Divina. But now they have a new ship that's coming out in December of this year, and it's called the Seaside. And the Seaside is reminiscent of Miami condo lifestyle. So it's a new ship, and it's a lot of people don't know about the MSC cruises, but they offer a lot of the same things that the Royal Caribbean or Carnival would offer, but it's a new ship. Everyone likes new. And they provide a lot of kids pricing. So if you're under 12, you only pay taxes. If you're under 17, you pay taxes and then just a smaller amount. But you're not paying the full fare as an adult if you're 17 or under. So it's a great value for families.
And where are their destinations?
They do Eastern Caribbean and Western Caribbean.
Okay.
Yes.
And the idea that a relatively new company for this area, for North America, it's a good opportunity to maybe get some better deals, get on a newer ship, like you said.
It's going to be a newer ship. You're going to get better deals. And also, they have a lot of people are loyal to a particular cruise line because they offer loyalty points. Mm-hmm. For example, Royal Caribbean has a Crown and Anchor Society. So each cruise that you go on, you accrue points. And Carnival has a VIP, so a very important fun person. Celebrity has Captain Circle. And Princess has Commodore Club. So each time you go on those cruises, they reward you by giving you certain amenities. Mm-hmm. Where those amenities on MSC, they will take those amenities from each of the other cruise lines and you'll have it instantly on MSC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right. Book me. Book me now.
Yeah.
There's also those cruises that cater to special things that you enjoy. If you're a wine drinker or, you know, you like this or that, talk about some of these specialty cruises.
Yes. So we have, if you're a quilter, you can get quilters on board and you can quilt.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
They're crafty.
Steven, there's hope for you. If you like quilting, there's a quilting cruise.
I'm just waiting for the baseball card collector's cruise. Right?
And then there's even wine enthusiasts. We have wine cruises. And that the wine cruises, if you want to do more of a smaller, more cultural type cruise, there are river cruises over in Europe.
Right.
And so they're more of culture. You're not going to be sailing a lot because you're going to spend most of your time at port. So you get to port in the morning and you're going to stay there in the evening. You're going to see evening activities. And so river ship cruises, they only hold about 160 people. Now, you really need to book those in advance.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I've heard those are really nice.
Yeah, yeah. But you're going to get a lot. And a lot of them.
Different countries and stuff.
And a lot of them are all-inclusive. So they're including the shore excursions. They're including the wine with lunch and dinner. So makes more for an all-inclusive product as well.
All right, Patricia, you sold me. I love cruises. I mean, I vouch for them all the time. So I'd love to know more about that new one coming to, you know, North America now and find out more about that. But for those that would like to find out more and look into your services, where can they find out all about True Hearts Travel and Dream Vacations?
Okay, so my website is trueheartstravel.com. My email address is pharis@dreamvacations.com. So you can get a hold of me either there, either one of those places. And I am your guy. So my motto is stress less, travel more.
It's a good motto.
Yeah.
Back to
I
you.
Would like to do that.
So as Mike is furiously writing down that contact information for Patricia Harris.
Yeah, Patricia writes it down for me.
Oh.
Yeah. She does all my writing.
Yeah, that's
true. We're not learning. Patricia, thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Yes.
So as Mike lets Patricia write that down furiously so that
here's
he
the
can
paper, Patricia.
Get the next,
could you write it?
Get the next cruise book. I just want to remind all of our listeners that Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com.
All right. Thank you, Stephen. Well, our next guest is Tiffany Hale Carter with Tiffany Hale Carter Design Firm. And Tiffany, Patricia, and I are going to be talking about cruises. What are we going to be talking about?
Well, I'm going to still keep it fun. Stay with the fun theme there that Patricia
introduced. I like it. Fun show. Keep it going.
So fun for me is transforming interiors. So I have a full service boutique interior design firm.
So who do you work with? What's a typical client?
Typical client. Well, commercial spaces. So dentist's office, doctor's office, chiropractors, high-end retail. So workspaces, you know how much you love to go to work? Well, I make sure those spaces are comfortable and make sure you are productive at your job.
Okay, so I own a business. I'm moving into this new space, and I basically say, Tiffany, here's my space. What do
yes,
I do?
You come in, you come to me and say, this space is totally blank. For instance, I have no idea what to do with it. So I take it from idea all the way down to the installation of furniture. So that's why it's full service. So I show you through 3D renderings, I can show you what the space would look like. And you, before anything is purchased, before you commit to something, I can show you a realistic image of how that space would look. And then you can say, oh, I really don't like that one. So we can go back and we can revisit until we get it the way you want it. And then we can move forward. So that's from concept all the way to installation of the furniture.
When it comes to commercial spaces, and there are a lot of different goals, but what are some of the goals, you know, if I'm in an office space or I'm in a retail space, those goals of the interior design is going to be very different.
Yes.
And I think I'll put up my hand and go, you know, I don't think about the goals of the design.
Right.
I'm like, that wall looks good. Let's just put the desk
right,
over there.
Right.
So what are some of the goals people need to be thinking about that they may not be thinking about?
Well, the number one goal is safety, life, safety, and welfare. That's what a lot of people don't think about. So as an interior designer, my job is to make sure if that wall is there, there's enough clearance for someone who may have be in a wheelchair and they can pass through the space. So making sure through space planning that it's functional. Also, something you probably won't think about is the psychology behind the design. Mm-hmm. So even the color choices that you put on the wall can have an impact on your productivity. And something else that I specialize in is biophilia, which I'm sure we'll get into that. But that's also another
question.
I'm sorry.
So Tiffany, what is biophilia?
Did she write that down?
Thank you
for
so much. Thank you so much for asking, Mike. Biophilia is a science behind the effects that interior design nature has on a space. So I like to sum it up just to say biophilia is pretty much we spend most of our time indoors. Mm-hmm. When we get stressed out, we step outside and say, oh, I need a breath of fresh air, right? So biophilia is literally bringing those outside elements inside so that you, all that relax that you get outside, you can have it inside as well.
So
it makes you stay in the space longer.
Isn't there another word for that? Isn't it like feng shui or something like that?
No, it's totally different from feng shui, but it's funny because I get that a lot. I get that a lot, but it's not. If you think of the perfect example for me, I always refer to is Frank Lloyd Wright's Falling Water. That's biophilia. He had an outside rock in the house, right? The house was built on a waterfall.
Yeah.
So you had the calming sounds of the water. You look around, all the views of the nature were outside. That's calm and relaxing space to be. So that's essentially what by it doesn't matter where the door is or the stairs.
If the bed is facing the wrong way, no. the energy's wrong.
Yeah, that's not biophilia at all. That's feng shui.
You have a bed in your office space, Mike? No, so Mike took a great question of biophilia and then you got into Wikipedia and started saying feng shui. So I'm going to try and bring this interview back a little bit.
It's totally fine.
Keeping it real.
Bringing the outside elements in, that's a huge concept. And I think it's one that, again, most people wouldn't know about, but when they start hearing about it, would go, that could make a difference. I could see how that could help me.
Right.
So my first thought was that's got to be more than just bringing a plant into my office.
Oh yes.
So we're talking about colors and what are some of the other things?
Okay. My thesis was on biophilia. Okay. If y'all want to talk
about
it.
She can talk about this for
2 hours.
We can
talk about it. You opened
a whole can of worms here.
You guys.
She grabbed the mic and she's like, all right, let's go.
Pumping my fist and everything.
Let me tell you about biophilia, Mr. Julian.
You have to keep it to under a couple of
exactly. Dollars. No, absolutely. So even when, again, let's go back to Mike's space has a bed in it, which is okay.
A good question.
Which is okay. But even we can make sure there are windows in where people are working and that their workspace faces out so that they can look out
the window
when they're working. And also, believe it or not, yes, you can bring in plant and water features and things like that, but it's a lot more to it than that. Like
colors
matter. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Because if you paint a wall red, a bright red, like my bow tie that I have on right now, people probably won't stay in there very long because red is an alarming color.
Okay.
So, and it actually makes you stress out. Biophilia, I love to use it in a medical setting because, you know, when you go into a doctor's office, why we hate to go in a doctor's office, because automatically, as soon as we walk in the door, we're stressed out. We don't even know what the doctor said because we're stressed out about even being in the space. So that's a perfect place to bring in biophilia because it has been proven to lower stress and accelerate healing times, believe it or not, so that when the doctor is speaking to you, you can actually absorb and retain what he's saying. So, absolutely. It's a science.
I'm buying it.
It's a science.
Buying biophilia.
In fact, we could use a plant in here now.
Yeah, you guys can.
That, you can. Probably look in this place going, boy, there's a lot of work.
We could use a little color, but it's fine. It's totally fine. It's comfortable.
Okay. Well, good.
You didn't paint the walls red so that all of our guests can see. That's a good thing.
That's right.
I think I already know part of the answer to this question. And here's the question. Obviously, there are other design firms out there.
Yes.
What makes you different? And I think you've kind of touched upon that a little
Absolutely.
Bit.
Absolutely. Biophilia is one that I specialize in that. Also being full service, as I told you before, which is come to me when you're just thinking about it. Thinking about what you want to do in your space, come to me and we can discuss it and we can make it a reality. So that's something else too. Another thing that makes me different is architectural drawings. So as far as construction documents, I take care of those as well. Construction documents are essentially those pieces of paper that the contractor needs to build. So I go in, I make those floor plans, I decide where those interior walls should be, and I turn it over to the contractor and get this space built.
Is that something that a lot of interior designers kind of do? Some do, some
you
don't?
You know, I think that people don't really know what interior design is. I'm just going to be honest, because I didn't either. I didn't fully understand until I got into the profession of interior design. So I think that a lot of people think it's, we go in and we make the spaces pretty.
Right.
We do, but that's at the end. That's the final step.
Right.
So a true interior design firm does everything, like okay. I said. So we do decide where those walls should be. We work with the architects to make sure the exterior and the interior of that building design is cohesive. And we make sure those building codes are adhered to and things of that nature. So it's everything. Yes.
Tiffany is the owner and design director for Tiffany Hale Carter Design Firm. What are maybe some other misconceptions about design firms that people have?
That is the number one that I always...
You move a chair here and move something there, and you're done.
Believe it or not, I was at an event, and it was one of my first networking events. This was a year. I was scared. I was terrified. I didn't know what to say. And the first guy that walked up to me and shook my hand, and I said, I'm an interior designer. I was kind of shaking. My voice was trembling. And he said, they pay you to do that? And
I'm really sorry I said that. It was not a good day for me. I
smiled and I said, why wouldn't they? Right. And so he says, oh, you just go in and decorate. And I said, well, that's an interior decorator. And there is nothing wrong with an interior decorator. Interior decorators and designers work together all the time. So it's, but I think that people think they're the same. So what, again, like for us, what we do at Tiffany Hale Carter Design Firm is, we make sure your life, safety, and welfare is protected no matter what space it is, even if it's in your home. We want to make sure that it functions for you and the psychology behind that. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised when people come to me and they say, oh, it's just something about being in this space that I just can't stand. And I go in and I say, oh, yeah. Do most of your patients get lost when they're trying to walk out of here? They don't know how to get out of this space.
Right.
Because the wall, it doesn't function well. So once I go in and I take care of all of that, then patient satisfaction increases.
We like to, and we should say, I mean, while you work in all commercial spaces, medical is kind of one of your specialties, right?
Yes, yeah. Medical is my specialty because, again, because
they need the most help.
Well, and that's where biophilia, that's where that
it's
really...
It's very valuable yeah, in absolutely. That kind of space. Absolutely. And the science backs it up to where, again, if you have someone in a situation, for instance, chemotherapy,
yeah.
It's already... People are already really sad and down when they come in that space. The last thing you want them to do is be looking at a white wall or another person across from them that's also, you know, not feeling well and going through the same treatment. So what you can do in that type of space makes such a big difference because they're in there for hours getting those treatments. And so if you can have them facing outside instead of, you know, inside and looking at the doctors walking around, that makes a difference. So
you told your story of the very first networking event where somebody says they pay you for that. So
yes,
you have a harder job than other businesses in trying to kind of, look, let me tell you what I do.
Absolutely.
So I think on the other side of that coin, I would imagine that some of your best success stories are when you get to see people when you're done go, wow, I never thought, look at the difference it makes, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, it's funny because I had to change the way I introduced myself. Because when I would introduce myself as an interior designer, I had to overcome.
People would roll their eyes.
I had to explain it away first.
Away.
Exactly.
Well, after that first networking, she went, I'm an interior designer. Let me tell you why we get paid for what we do.
Exactly. So I would have to explain it away first. And then once I got into the meat of it, so then people would start saying, well, lead with you do architectural drawings or lead with something else. And so then I started doing that. But you're absolutely right. One of the great things is even when I'm going through the process with the client. So as far as when I'm presenting those, like I said, those computer aided drafted, those realistic images, and they say, wait a minute, hold on. What is this? Is this, I see this type of thing on TV. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I'm here right now in front of you. And once I show them what I can do and they start to get an understanding and they see those pictures and they go, wow, this is really going to be amazing. And then once you reveal things to them at the end, at the final reveal, they are always, 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 always amazed. And that's fun. That is really fun to see them transform.
There's your open. See, like what Patricia was saying, when people ask her what she does, she sells fun.
Yes.
You should say, I do amazing things.
Yes.
Or you got to, you know,
life,
change.
Yes. Life, safety, welfare, and fun in the space where you work.
I like
or live.
It. I like it. I'm going to have to write that down. Or maybe
free.
I have Patricia to write it down.
No, don't have Patricia write it down. You won't be able to read it. First of all, you don't get two rim shots for the shots in one show.
For the same joke.
I know.
I like it.
Timing
was
I really wish you could find some passion in what you do.
Yeah, because, you don't really.
Right.
I tell you're really not into it.
I know,
it.
Right. Really I know. It's just a boring
So for people that want to talk to boring old Tiffany about interior design,
exactly.
How can they reach you and how can they find out more about the great work that you do?
Well, the website is TiffanyHaleCarter.com. Hale is spelled H-A-L-E.
How else would Hale be spelled?
Well, you'll be surprised.
We're in the South.
Also, I could be found on Facebook. It's Studio Carter. On Facebook, on Twitter, is T. Hale Carter. And Instagram is one of my favorite places as well. And it's Tiffany Hale Carter on Instagram.
Very good. Tiffany, thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it's
it.
It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Steven, keep the fun going now.
I'm going to try and read this fun little note from one of our studio partners. We are broadcasting from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios, but I'm having trouble reading it, Mike, because I think you wrote on here. So, oh, no rim shot on that.
Okay. You've already worn that joke out.
You already wore that joke out. I just tried to resurrect it poorly. Okay. Just wanted to remind everybody that. Yeah, that was wrong. And we are broadcasting from the Subaru Gwinnett Studios. Love is what makes a Subaru. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru Gwinnett, where people sell cars. Visit SubaruGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference. Maybe you're already a Subaruist, then follow Subaru Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
All right.
Thanks. Thanks, Trey.
All right, Jessica, you got to keep the momentum going now here. You know, first two guests, lots of fun.
Now we get to really the...
Now we're going to you and I are going to have fun on Steven's expense because you are with Kuhn. Yeah.
That's not what you said at the beginning
Hair
of the show.
Hair cosmetics.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's not what you said at the beginning of the show.
Well,
So I'm glad you corrected yourself.
Yes.
And so is Jessica.
All right. This is where you just kind of sit and be quiet because, great. You know, we're talking about hair cosmetics. Jessica Mills, you are Vice President of Education and Shows.
I am.
It's a fancy title. Tell us about the company, first of all, and then what you do with the company.
So our company is actually based in the Netherlands. We are privately owned and operated company, which is quite unique to our industry and what we do. We service and manufacture salon professional products such as hair care, styling, and hair color.
Steven right now is just looking lost.
I'll be over here with my wall clippers, setting number two.
You haven't been in that business of buying any of that in a long time, right?
Long time.
Yeah.
But Steve, we have something for you too.
Do you?
Sure we do.
What's that?
Sure we do. We do elixirs to help stimulate the scalp and to create an experience because that's what it is in the beauty business.
You know what would be fun is if my hair grew back. That would be fun.
wait, is that just a fancy term for a head massage?
Sure.
Yeah. make my bald head shinier. That's okay. I'm all right with that.
Absolutely.
Talk about the background and heritage of the company.
Sure.
Because you said the Netherlands.
Yes. Yeah. So we are actually ran by the Kuhn family, which is an amazing thing to be in this day in this industry. And that's what really drew me to the company 4.5 years ago. We are over 90 years strong. We were launched in 1922 outside of Amsterdam. And we manufacture all of our own product in our own facility over there.
And you've mentioned twice now that it's a private company. So mm-hmm. in that industry of hair cosmetics, it's almost all large public, mm-hmm. just giant conglomerates?
Absolutely. Okay. So you have a lot of, you know, shareholders involved in what we do is, you know, when you deal with mass market distribution of professional hair care, we work directly with privately owned distributor networks. So we have 18 distributors within the U.S. and Canada. So we do distribute into the Canadian market as well. And they're owned by individual business owners. And that's who we are. As well as partnering with our privately owned salons, because it's very important that we can give a product to the salon professional in our community that is has high integrity, that is looked after, that is developed based on scientific approach and innovation. And that's what we do. We have our own chemists in our own labs, in our own facility. And that is very, very rare.
We talked a little bit about this before the show as far as where these products are available. And you're talking about the exclusive salons that you work with.
Correct.
So it's not like, you know, your neighbor gets into the hair care business and she's trying to sell you and bring you into the business. It's not like that at all.
Correct.
Because there's a lot of that out there.
Yeah. So I'll give you a little of a view of how our product gets here. So it actually arrives on a boat into Port Savannah and arrives here in our warehouse in Lawrenceville. We then distribute our product to our 18 distributors, which then those distributors employ distributor sales consultants that work directly with private salons to help work with them not only on making sure they have the products that they need to perform the services that they offer, but to be able to create business plans for them. And that's what's important for us, because as a brand, our mission is true partnership. Everything from the salons that we service to our stylists that work and choose to partner with us as a brand and those distributor partners.
So let me make sure I'm right. So say Stephen opens up a salon down the street. Mm-hmm. Not just any salon can kind of partner with you. You have some standards that you're looking for the people that you want to partner with.
Absolutely. You know, I think every company has a standard in which they want to be represented, because, you know, when that consumer guest walks in the salon, the first thing they see is that name that's on that bottle that sits there. And what we want to do is partner with salon owners and stylists that really want a brand that's going to bring more to them than a bottle of shampoo and a tube of hair color. We want to be able to inspire them to be a true business partner to help grow their business. Because, you know, when you look at the salon industry, as I was listening to Tiffany talk about, sometimes you have to go back and explain your job and who you are. And when you say salon professional, a lot of people look at that differently. And really, you know, our career is one of the final careers that, you know, the human touch is acceptable and that you're able to make people beautiful. I mean, that is such an amazing thing to be able to do, is say, you know what, my job is to help make people look amazing and feel amazing. And it is the overall experience that a brand can help a salon develop for them in that culture.
So we're speaking with Jessica Mills. She is with Kuhn Hair Cosmetics here in North America. And Jessica, Mike was trying to get me out of the interview first by saying that I have no hair. Secondly, he was trying to get me out of the interview by projecting that I was going to open some salon that wasn't up to your standards. Mm-hmm. But I am not going to get out of this interview. I'm going to ask you a question. So you've brought up partnering with salons. And how different is that with what you guys do, with what your distributors do in partnering with local salons? How different is that than the large conglomerate, the name on the bottle that probably some of us know? Are they just transactional? Just how many bottles do you want? You guys are truly trying to help them with their business plans. Is that very, very unique in this industry?
It is. You know, it's many years ago, that was something that was more common. And what we find as companies grow, that tends to be the first thing that goes away. And
because that's time intensive. That's investment intensive, right? I mean, that takes time and money.
Absolutely, absolutely. And prior to me stepping into my position in education, I worked in the field, and that was one of my number one roles, was to work hands-on with salon owners to help grow their business. And, you know, it's also a most popular service that consumers go to is the professional beauty industry. But it's also something that, without a clear business plan and an approach and a guidance and a career path for not only them as an owner, but for the stylists that work for them, it can be a struggle. So that is our mission, to help to grow the salon industry, continue that momentum, because our leader and our president of our company says it best. We may not be the largest company, but we will be the best.
I like that. Now, do you see a lot of salon owners? Are there a lot of salon owners that are kind of winging it, that don't really have, I mean, is that that idea of helping with their business plan, is it more that, hey, we've got some insight, can help with your plan and kind of take it to the next level? Or are you finding salon owners are like, oh man, I really need help with this because I'm really just trying to keep my head above water day to day?
Absolutely. I think it's both.
Yeah.
I think you have seasoned owners that may necessarily not also work behind the chair and service their salon guests that are solely focused on the business. And I think that the other side to that, where you have some that need a little more help and guidance because they're trying to do multiple jobs within the salon world. So, you know, they do need a little bit of help. And it's not that we want to change their whole structure. We want to aid and guidance them because, you know, we do work in a very artistic world. And, you know, sometimes people need a little bit of business help.
Okay. We sound like two guys asking questions about hair cosmetics in your company because we are two dudes asking those questions. So I'm going to ask the questions that all the ladies out there are wanting to know. And I'm sure Patricia and Tiffany's like, okay, let's talk about the products now. Talk about the actual hair products and the things that you have that you can offer that that make you guys such a good company.
Well, we have a wide range of product. We are a full service brand. So we offer everything from hair care, as we talked about, styling, professional hair color. And what's really great is we've had two major launches this year. One was at the beginning of the year with our launch of Blend, which is a very trendy product line that's about all about mixing and matching styling products to be able to create multiple looks, as well as we just launched July 1st in addition to our hair care regimens, which is called Care. And it is a full range of 11 regimens of shampoo, conditioners, and treatments. So that is something that we're just kicking out there 6 days in. So it's a not really a new brand. It's an evolved brand for us. And then, you know, our real heart to our company also is our hair care or our hair color, sorry. And, you know, we're really known in the United States for our hair color. We launched that 20 years ago here. We're celebrating 20 years. Now we're really evolving to being that full service brand.
All right. Patricia, Tiffany, are there other questions that a woman should be asking? Okay, you've got one there. go ahead.
There's a big push to have all natural products. Do you have natural products in your formulas? Any chemical, you know, no parabens and sulfates, or are your shampoos like that? Or
that is a great question, and absolutely, you know, it's
we're gonna let them ask all the questions. I knew I should have done that.
Now I'm gonna shut up.
We have new hosts of the show.
Yeah.
So yeah, you know, that's a huge thing because, you know, when you look at the market, it's over 40% is represented by the vegan, vegetarian consumer. So we have a line called Soapure, and it is a paraben-free, sulfate-free line. Our color line that lives within that is also an ammonia-free line. And it's really all about essential oils within that brand. So I think what we have to really think about too is really empowering and educating the consumer in regards to good ingredients versus bad ingredients, because we are, being that we're a European-based company, we do manufacture and we are oversaw by the European Union. So every single ingredient that we use in our product is of its finest, rawest form. You can really go, I have a little story, you can go to our plant, you can go into the fragrance room and you can actually open that door and you can walk in and you can see all of and experience all of the fragrances that live in that room in their rawest form. So it can be a little overwhelming, but it's very impressive at how our product ingredients are sourced. So you can always feel safe and comfortable picking up any bottle of Kuhn and knowing that you're getting the very best.
See, should have let them ask the questions. Yeah. Is there another one? Okay, see.
All right, go ahead, Tiffany.
I have a question.
And it's going to be a lot better than any of the ones we asked.
So if I wanted to go and get the product today, do you guys have consultants or do we have to go directly to the salon owner or can we order online or how would I get some products today?
I love that question. I can help you, Tiffany. So
we'll be outside.
You're going to leave it to the girls now?
That's right.
So actually we, as a consumer, you would purchase our product through the salon network. So locally here, we actually have a really strong partnership with a group called Salon 124. They actually own Genesis Salons. And also,
They're big in this area.
They are. Yeah. They are. So, Brian Perdue, is a good friend of ours and he also owns a school by, and you'll notice our name is on that school and it's called Kuhn Academy by 124 and it's in Lawrenceville. So you can go to Salon 124 right off Sugarloaf and you can find your Kuhn product that you're looking for.
And there where we go back to partnering with the local salon or, you know, the salons that you guys work with. So that's the best way to do it.
Absolutely.
All right. Anything else before we, you know, give your more information as far as the website and all that?
Sure. You know, I'd just like to share a little bit. Really, my focus at the company is education. So I have the privilege of overseeing an amazing group of people. I have 118 educators that are in our field that go out to salons and empower them with next level education. We also have an academy that is for advanced learning that is in Buckhead. It's a 6,000 square foot facility that is extremely impressive. So I'd love for any of you to come visit us. I'm down there. Those are where my offices are down there. And we've just launched our satellite academy locations. And these are salons that have agreed to partner with CUNE 100% to be able to bring advanced education to the stylist community all over the U.S. So we're launching our newest one this September in Chicago. We have one in Brooklyn, New York, and we also have one in Phoenix, Arizona. So yeah, we're excited about where we're going.
Yeah, sounds like it's really growing. You're in a great spot.
It is.
That's great. Congratulations, Jessica. You want to give the website where people want, if they want to find out more information about the products, they can go to?
Sure. Our consumer site is kune.com/NA for North America.
And let's spell that.
Kune, KEUNE.com.
Because I can't say it nor spell it, so.
You did really well the second time.
You did correct yourself.
You did good. Also, you can, any stylists out there that would like to get some more information on our educational resources, you can visit KUNEeducation.com, or you can visit us on Twitter or Instagram at KUNE in America.
Great. Well, Jessica, thank you so much for coming in and sharing all this great stuff with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jessica Mills with KUNE Hair Cosmetics here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Also want to thank Patricia Harris with True Hearts Travel, Dream Vacations, and Tiffany Hale Carter with Tiffany Hale Carter Design Firm. Well, I think we lived up to our promise. It was fun today, right?
I had a lot of fun.
Yes.
Thank you for inviting me to have a lot of fun.
Thank you for being a part of the fun.
And most importantly, our three guests are the main reason we had fun today.
Yep, exactly. And if you ever want to listen to this show again or any of our shows, just go to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com. You can download the shows. You can listen anytime you want, 24/7. We're also all over social media. You know, Tiffany's not the only one all over social media. We are too. So go there. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Go to iTunes.
Sure.
And subscribe to us on iTunes.
Absolutely.
All that good stuff.
There's lots of stuff.
And when is the Steve and Julian Salon for Men going to be open now?
Well, you said I couldn't. You said I wouldn't live up to the standards of CUNE, so I've decided to scrap that.
Oh, plan. You did. Okay. Yes. So we won't talk about that anymore. Yeah. All right.
I'm going to go on a cruise instead, and then get the design of my cabin set up exactly for welfare, life, and safety.
Yeah. Biophilia.
Yes, the biophilia brought to my cabin.
The fear of bio. It's not that.
Oh, my.
Yes, biophilia.
Wrong. They all laughed. I didn't.
Yeah. For our guest and for our producer, Trey, I'm Mike. And for Steven, we'll see you next time right here on Gwinnett Business Radio.